Watch, WNBA security accused of forcing mom, daughter to cover 20s shirts amid transgender debate. By Amy Furr on August 17, 2026. A mother and daughter said they were forced to cover up their 20s athletics t-shirts on Sunday during a Women's National Basketball Association WNBA game at Atlanta's Gateway Center Arena as the debate rages over biological men playing in women's sports. The Georgia mother, identified as Casey, and her daughter, Annie, attended the Atlanta Dream vs. Indiana Fever game where they said security told them to cover up or they would be booted from the arena, the New York Post reported Monday. "We were made to cover up our 20s shirts at this game. They gave us t-shirts during overtime and told us we had to leave or cover our shirts up. This just happened," Casey said, adding she and her daughter did nothing. "We were just sitting there. I didn't make signs, I wanted to make signs but I didn't. I did nothing," she added. The reporter asking them what happened said he noticed a person wearing a shirt that said "Protect Trans Rights" was featured on the Jumbotron during the game. "She was the one that told on us," Annie stated. "Because she was made to zip up her jacket." Casey added, "That's bullshit, too. She shouldn't have to zip up." The man behind the camera said, "It's almost like the message was made and they said now zip it up to make it seem like they're consistent, but they never were." The mother and daughter said they spent $1,000 apiece on their tickets to support WNBA star Sophie Cunningham and women in women's sports. 20s Athletics also shared the clip of the mother and daughter. "Women deserve the opportunities that sports and single-sex spaces provide. Sex matters. It is the single biggest determinant of athletic performance. It is unfair and dangerous to allow males, Zy, to compete in girls' and women's, 20, sports," the clothing company's website reads. "For women to compete safely and fairly, women's sports need to remain female. We'll be here defending truth. And women and girls. Until that happens," it stated. Fever 195-91 on Sunday evening. Leftists have been attacking Cunningham for saying men have no place in women's sports, Breitbart News reported in July. "I got a lot of negative feedback about me hating trans. And I'm like, I never once said that," she stated. "I think that I am here to extend love. But I also think with that love is truth, being honest. And I want to protect young girls in a locker room. Or young girls in sport who shouldn't have to go against biological men." More recently, the outlet reported the WNBA has so far failed to determine what a woman is and criticized bad faith efforts to marginalize others. The article noted, two former NBA hoopers, Enes Kanter-Friedman and Royce White, have already declared themselves eligible for the WNBA draft, simply by saying they identify as women and therefore they are immediately eligible for the competition.